Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Joyce Keller back with you for another information and ESP and fun-filled 30 minutes every Wednesday at 3:30 to 4 o'clock. And if you'd like to join me on the air, I would be thrilled to have you. See, emails are coming in. I'm not taking calls yet, because that involves technology that's not working at this time. But I can receive your emails, and I will answer to the best of my ability, working with my spirit teachers and higher consciousness. I will try to address your queries, comments, whatever else you'd like to send along. So, that being said, let me tell you my email address. Ready? It's Joyce Keller, TVRadio, at gmail.com. Give that to you again. I'll spell it. JoyceKeller, TVRadio, at gmail.com. It's Joyce Keller, TVRadio, at gmail.com. And my website, which has a lot of stuff in there, a lot of information. It's JoyceKeller.com, just my name, JoyceKeller.com. And for those of you who haven't been to my website, I think it's still in there. There's an episode that my husband and I encountered at 9/11 when we had an apartment right next, I think it was 1,000 feet from the World Trade Center, obviously before it came down. And what happened, the first night we were allowed back into our building, you know, they had to make sure that the building was safe and secure. They let us back in. They said, okay, the building is safe. Come on back in. So all the tenants went back, and we were on the 36th floor overlooking the New York Harbor and Statue of Liberty. It was really quite magnificent. And the first night we were there, I had an extraordinary experience. My husband joined me. And what happened was a portal or an opening was created, either in our building or my apartment, I'm not sure what. But a lot of the people who were still leaving from the almost 4,000 people who passed away at the World Trade Center were kind of lingering about. Some of them did not know really where to go. So Spirit created an opening in my building and in my apartment especially. I was going to sleep, and I was awakened about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I could see that there were Spirit firemen and people, secretaries, people who were deceased, filling my apartment and not quite knowing where to go. So I was directed to tell them to go out through the window and out to the light that was over the harbor. And that Spirit had formed a light next to the Statue of Liberty, which we could see. And they were told to go out to the light and to step out through my window, and I would help and guide them, which is rather a bizarre story, but I swear to you, it really did happen. So my husband heard me talking, or I guess to nobody, physical in the living room. He came out and he joined me. I told him what we were doing, and we had been married long enough that he knew this is what, the kind of thing that I did. So he joined me, and he stood by the window with me, and the first Spirit entity to leave and go through the portal and go out to the light was a fireman. And he said, what am I supposed to do? I said, look, you step up onto the window and you kind of just go out, and Spirit will take you out to the light. He said, well, I don't know. I never flew with my boots on before. And he was laughing, and people, the spirits were sort of finding the humor in the moment, but it was very bizarre, to say the least. And so he went out. He was very courageous. And he said, oh, look, I can fly with my boots on. And he went out to the light. And then there were other firemen, other people, women, men, you know, the whole group of them, well over 3,000, almost 4,000 people. Not all of them went out that way, but a lot of them did. I have no idea how many, but that went on for quite a long while until the sun came up. And as the sun was coming up, there were no more spirit people. They were pretty much gone at that point. They had left, and the portal, I believe, was closed at that time. And I thought that was rather strange, but it really did happen. So I said, Jack, can you believe that they really, I was talking to my husband, I said, can you believe that that really happened? He said, well, look, you're standing in a puddle of perspiration, so you did something. Something happened. We've been doing something about the last 6 hours. So I said, wow, I created a portal. I found it very hard to believe. I couldn't believe that that really had happened. But we were walking around the city the next day, walking around Battery Park, and, of course, there were people who were already starting to sell things, even though the city smelled terrible. It smelled like burning desks and burning bodies. The whole thing was horrible. It was just really terrible. And I said, Jack, do you really think they created a portal? Did what we experienced really happen? You know, my human consciousness was kicking in, and I was wondering if that really had happened. And he said, I believe it happened because I was there, and I could pretty much sense what was going on, and I could feel the energy. And I said, thank you, Jack. That was great. That was why we had a wonderful marriage. So we were walking around the city, and people were selling paintings and sketches of the World Trade Center and a lot of bizarre things. And Jack said to me, you know what? We really should buy something as a memory of this extraordinary experience of being here in this historical moment, this horrible moment where we could hardly breathe and the air was terrible. We all had masks on, of course. You couldn't breathe. They gave us masks to wear on the street. The Red Cross was there, and Safe Horizons had arrived, and they had trucks giving out water. Excuse me. I get very upset when I talk about this. They were giving out water and food and snacks to the people who were there, and the whole thing was a big mess. And there were people selling, as I said, photographs of the World Trade Center and paintings and everything. So Jack said, let's buy this one. It's fabulous because it also shows the building where we lived. We lived at Liberty Court. So I said, look, this building is right here. You can see our apartment. You know, it's very small, but you can still see it on the 36th floor. Okay. I said, all right, Jack, get it. That's really great because it shows the whole lower part of Manhattan, shows the World Trade Center, showed our apartment. It was great. Okay. So Jack bought the painting. Oh, no, it was a photograph, excuse me. And then when he was we brought it home, and then as he was mounting it, he turned it around, and he said, look at this. Look what it says on the back of this photograph of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan. I said, I have no idea. What does it say? It says, the portal, P-O-R-T-A-L. And I said, what? The portal? Really? And when I wrote my book, I think it was Seven Steps to Heaven, I included a whole episode about the World Trade Center and about a photograph of the portal. Know, the back of the painting. And then Fate Magazine, I don't know if Fate Magazine is still in existence, but they wrote about the whole thing, and it's in my website. So if you want to read it, well, I just told you about it, so you don't have to read it. So anyway, today is August 8th, 2023. And the universal 7 year, if you do numerology. Okay, so anyway, if you have questions or comments on a personal level, or, you know, if you'd like a reading or anything, send it to me now. Send it to Joyce Keller, tvradio@gmail.com, and I will try to get to it while we're on the air or after. If you'd like to schedule a reading with me, you can do that also. I've been doing it like about a million years. I'll bring in spirits, whatever you want. Let's see what Donna Avalon said in my email. Donna says, I'm here. Hi, Donna. Love you, baby. Thank you. Thank you for being with me, Donna, all these years, and June and all my other friends. Ron, everybody, thank you all for hanging in there with me. Pat, good old Pat. Yeah. So many people are going through a hard time now. Don't worry, you'll get over it. It's just another phase of our existence, another learning experience. Okay, somebody's asking me about the lesson of forgiveness. When somebody passes away and it's very difficult to forgive them. Oh, they want me. I'm sorry. I'm being told to go back to the Lion's Gate before I do this. Lion's Gate was yesterday, August 7th. And August 8th, excuse me, 8-8. I'm so sorry. Every 8-8, every year, a special portal, speaking of portals, opens in the universe, and God says to you, okay, kid, manifest your intentions. What would you really like? I say, what? You're actually going to listen to me? Yes. God says, what would you really like? Well, if you need a job, kind of be as definitive as possible. Say as clearly as you can what you're looking for. You don't just want a job. You want a specific job. And you don't want to do the same thing you were doing before because it was very boring or whatever. You want something different. So try to be specific. If you're looking for love, who isn't? Try to define what you're looking for. If you want the person to define what you're looking for. Somebody said you're not supposed to say gay anymore. What are you supposed to say? I'm not sure. But in any case, try to define what you're looking for. And I'd like this person to be, you know, whatever it is, employed, hopefully. I'm sorry, some sort of an income. I'm sorry, I have to have some water. Spirit works with me. I lose my voice because they try to speak directly to you. So in any case, as you know, a lot of people crossed over with COVID and all of that. And so now we've come to the Lion's Gate, which was yesterday, and it lasts for a few days. So if you missed the opportunity yesterday of sitting quietly and saying to your higher consciousness, this is what I really would like. Don't just be general. Try to be as specific as possible so that spirit can work with you. Okay, so we're starting to talk about forgiveness. Yes, very, very difficult. Some people just really hurt us so badly, whether it was intentional or accidental or for whatever reason. Maybe they were on drugs, who knows, alcohol. In any case, the pain was very deep and very, was awful. That happened to a lot of people. So when a person crosses over who hurt you, in many cases, they can't progress into the light. They can't go further until there's forgiveness. I know that. The Spirit told me. And I know that it's true. And I'll tell you what personally happened to me. And I wrote about this. I think it was in my Seven Steps book. I'm not sure. But I was doing a lot of television and radio. And I went to an audition that David Susskind, I'm sure most of you do not know who David Susskind is, but he was a television host who passed away a number of years ago. But he was running a new show and looking for psychics, I guess. I don't know what he was looking for. But he called a number of us in. There were about 30 of us who were being interviewed. And I think he chose three. And it was a very rainy, snowy day. It was a terrible day. And I was really soaking wet, and I had no place to park. It was just like an awful New York City day. So I finally got to the David Susskind audition, and he spoke to all of us individually around a big table, and he did not choose me. He did not choose me to be on his show. And I think, yeah, that's fine. I don't need that. I can live without it. So he said, okay, thank you all for coming. Sorry about all of you who were not chosen. Have a nice day. Excuse me. So I went to leave with everybody else. And he said, you at the end, because I had come in last. He said, wait. Don't go. Stay. He said, the rest of you can go. He said, you. He pointed to me. He said, you stay. And believe me, I did not look that great. I was kind of wet and ratty looking. So he said, you stay. And so I said, why? I said, you didn't choose me. Why should I stay? He said, because I want to speak with you. So I figured, okay, maybe he'll give me a show. Maybe he'll give me my own show. I'm always optimistic. Always optimistic. So after everyone left and David and I were alone at this big table, he started to be very sexually aggressive. And he started saying and doing very sexually aggressive things to me, like grabbing me and the whole thing was bad. So that went on until I could get out of his clutches and get out of his door, which was locked, by the way, and get him to unlock it and let me out. The whole thing was very, very bad. That happened to me quite a few times, by the way, with different people. Because when you're in television and radio, it just happens. And your part of the game is to make a decision. Do you want to be a star or do you want to hold on to your integrity? Well, obviously, I held on to my integrity because I'm not a star. So after a while, David Susskind realized that it was not going to happen, and he was not going to tear off my clothes, and he was not going to do anything. And even though his pants were around his knees, oh, did I say that out loud? Sorry. All right, I got out. I said, let me get out of here. So I just left. And then he passed away sometime after that. And after he was on the other side for a few months, he came to me in a dream, and he said, Joyce, I'm so sorry about what happened. He said, you know, I cannot progress. I cannot go into the light until you forgive me. He said, I'm having a really bad time with this. He said, because I did that not only to you, but unfortunately to some other people as well. So he said, please, can you forgive me? So I said, sure, I hadn't even thought about it. I said, of course, David, of course I forgive you. And then I never heard from him again. Let's see what Ron is saying. Yeah. I find the second plane crashing into the World Trade Center. I was supposed to, oh, wow, really, really, Ron? Oh, okay. I decided to wait another day. Someone told me to wait. Always listen to your gut. Ron, I'm telling you, you're scaring me. You're becoming so psychic. Oh, Ron, that's an amazing story. So many people have stories about 9/11. You know, it's really, really amazing. I was protected and blessed, so I was okay. Jack was okay. Our building was okay. And then we said, we can't live here anymore. We were there a short time after. And the energy in Battery Park and the area of the World Trade Center was so depressing, so terrible, and you couldn't breathe, and it was really awful. But it was magnificent at the same time because it overlooked the harbor. So we were able to sell it to some people who were very happy to have it, and we were happy to release it. So we moved from it. But the people who were there all complained of, as we know now many years later, headaches and cancer and a lot of things that were really, really terrible. And in our building, there were so many firemen's boots that were outside apartment doors. You know, they didn't bring the firemen's boots. And those were firemen who survived, I assume. So anyway, thank you, Ron. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for all the people who are writing in. I'm reading it as we go. Okay. So I told you about David Susskind. Let me know if you remember who he is. He was a terrific radio host, television host also. And The Power of Forgiveness. Now, the second part of what I was telling you about David Susskind is that I had a friend who was a great psychic, Lenny Liebman, and he was giving me a reading one day, and he said, "You know who's with you, Joyce?" I said, "There's no telling, Lenny, who's with me." We used to read each other. Psychics all read each other. So he was telling me that David Susskind, again, David Susskind, he said, "David Susskind is with you, and he's thanking you for forgiving him." So he was able to go on. I said, "Lenny." Lenny was a great psychic. Lenny passed away also. Oh, I'm losing everybody. But you're here. Okay. Heartbreaking story. Oh, this is the worst thing that happened all week, I think. Well, a lot of terrible things have been happening, but a lot of great things also. A woman arrived at the airport with her dog. And I know you've heard this story. And because the dog was not in a crate, they would not allow the dog to come on board the plane. So the woman didn't know what to do. So she left the dog in the parking lot of the airport, which was not a good thing to do. But, I mean, I honestly don't know what I would do. I think it's the airline's fault because they should sell crates for animals. If a person arrives and they think they're going to take the dog on board with them, excuse me, obviously they haven't traveled much. You're not supposed to do that. So she left the dog in the airport, and the dog walked out. Who knows what the dog did? And a policeman found the dog. Thank God. Okay. Policeman found the dog, and now she's being charged with animal abandonment. I think, honestly, for me, I would probably not get on the plane. I would reschedule it. And I would also sue the airline for not doing such a basic thing. You know, help people who have animals. I mean, they're letting crocodiles on board. Come on, stop it. You're all going crazy. So they're trying to find out who this woman is, and I think she must be heartbroken because it's a very beautiful dog, and he's in animal custody, whatever that means. And it's a shame because he's a sweet-looking dog. I think he's a bulldog. I love bulldogs, pure breed, and she had to leave him there. You know, I remember the last time I flew, I had a bottle of really, really expensive perfume, but it was 3.5 ounces. I think they only allowed 3 ounces. So they took my perfume, and they threw it away. I'm sure they took it, you know, after. Everybody, I'm sure they, because it was really a nice bottle of perfume. So I lost my perfume. You know, airlines are becoming more and more difficult. The seats are becoming smaller and less comfortable. You have no place for your knees. You have no place. You know, it's like the whole thing is crazy. And then my second airline story, I know there are a lot of requests for readings coming in from Twitter 88. Okay, I'll answer that off the air. Okay. Barbara wants a message from her deceased mother. Her mother says, "Barbara, I left one of your earrings on your fireplace, like mantle. Go find it." That's for Barbara. Okay. A lot of people are asking the question, why am I here? Why was I born? What's going on? Well, the last book that the Edgar Cayce ARE Press printed or published was my book called Why Am I Here? So you might want to get that. I think it's free. Donna says, happy Wednesday. Oh, wow. On the David Susskind story, forgiveness. I didn't know that. Great information on your show. So, Donna, I love you so much. Thank you, Donna. You're my good friend. So many of you are. You've been with me. Okay, so when they kicked me out of New York radio, they said, no, we're going all Chinese. You can't be with us anymore. I came to Blog Talk Radio, and I'm so happy to have this opportunity. I know, I make fun of the Chinese people who bought my radio station. They said, they called me, and they said, you Joy? And I said, yes. They said, you not come here anymore. I said, who is this? This is Chinese Radio Network. We bought your station. You not on anymore. You stay home. Chinese Radio Network, you fired me? Yes, goodbye. So I came to Blog Talk Radio. I know I told you this before, but it's therapeutic for me to tell you about this. Okay, so I was telling you. What was I telling you? I don't even remember. So much going on. Okay, if you'd like to do readings yourself, I'm not selling anything. My books are free in the library, or if you get an online copy of it, you probably don't have to pay. But in my, excuse me, oh, God, in my Seven Steps to Heaven book, it talks about how you can do readings yourself and why you don't have to pay anybody, including me. You don't have to pay me. A lot of people contact me and they say, Joyce, I want a reading, but I can't pay you. And I say, okay. And they say, will I ever get a job again? And we try to help them. I try to bring in your spirit teachers and see what we can come up with. Oh, let's see. Oh, so many wonderful people. Okay. I love you all so much. Okay, let's see what else. Okay, so we have the abandoned dog. They're trying to find the woman. I think the airline is responsible for not selling crates, not giving you that option. Okay. And Twitter 88 sent in another message. Thank you. And from Ronnie, born August 12th. Happy birthday, Ronnie. Looking for love. Okay. Not having success on the web. Okay, that's true. It's very difficult. Some websites are free. Like, I think OkCupid is free. So you might get lucky. It doesn't cost anything. There's no charge for OkCupid. So, you know, some people do pretty well with it. For me, I don't date. So I personally, since I lost Jack, I really don't date. I'm really not good at this. I have friends who say, Joyce, let's go out. Let's go out and meet men. I say, I don't think so. So I'm really not great at it. But I have a lot of friends, a lot of people I love. So I get by with help. Wasn't there a song like that? I get by with a little help from my friends, as the Beatles correctly said. I love my friends. Okay, I'm being told to give out my contact info. Again, it's my email address, which is Joyce Keller. TVRadio@gmail.com. That's the best way to reach me. Okay, my website is JoyceKeller.com. No, I don't sell books. I don't sell anything. I don't have sponsors. I'm basically pathetic. I do reading. Do books send me royalties? No. I don't even know if or when I've ever received a royalty. I don't think so. I think Amazon may have sent me some money. I think they sent me $2 about a month ago. I'm very excited. Look, don't try faster than your angels can fly. I love you all. God bless us. Until next time, this is Joyce Keller. I love you, and thank you for being with me. Take care. Bye-bye.